When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie.
It's a little eerie sometimes getting up and going to work this in the mornings because we recently got a new person moving in. He drives the exact same car as you, the exact same color too, same spoiler on the back, and I think it's you. I'm like, are you here to pick me up or what?
Nope.
The only difference is Dude moved from Winnipeg just recently, so he still has his Manitoba place. It's the only thing I can see that is different, but otherwise, it is a little bit eerie when I do see his vehicle, because I'm like, what are you doing here, Reader?
Yeah, no, it's not me, because it's enough for me to get up and get here early, let alone get up early enough to go and pick you up.
I was going to say, I know sometimes you have to give me a call to wake me up in the morning, but it'd be a different thing when you show up at my house being like, Eddie, wake up, come with me to work.
When Reader ordered a combo for two, Eddie found out they weren't gonna be sharing.
Oh no!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
The other day I was making some pasta, right? And I was peeling some garlic to chop up. I found two of the fattest cloves of garlic I've ever seen. Ooh. They were like half the size of my palm. It was nuts. Like one clove is equal to like 2 to 3 regular size cloves.
Well, that would add some flavor.
Yeah, I don't know about you. I'm a garlic dude.
Well, I enjoy garlic.
Whenever I read a recipe and it's like, oh, this requires 2 cloves of garlic, I'm just like, what do you mean 2?
You just like double it.
Double it or triple it. It is a thing. There's in Middle Eastern culture, because I ate a lot of shawarma as a kid. There's a thing called toum, and basically what it is it's a little bit of oil and a bunch of garlic that is like emulsified together, and it's just a straight up sauce made out of garlic only.
Ooh.
And oil, right? So it is rank on your breath. But my God, is it one of the best tasting sauces ever? You can put it on anything.
Oh, yeah. You can add garlic to pretty much everything you want. You wouldn't want to put it in like cereal or something, but you
Why
know,
not?
Otherwise, go for it.
What do you mean you don't want a little bit of garlic breath when you eat your Reese's Puff cereal?
Yeah, throw garlic in my Fruit Loops. No thanks.
Reader dreams of having long, curly hair like Eddie Q.
Watch your back, Eddie.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday was a day to stay on your tippy toes.
Oh, the worst day of the year.
And the worst part is, I'm pretty gullible. I fall for a lot of those things. Yesterday, we did have a little thing here on Fox FM where every hour during the morning show, our Fox on Demand was Never Gonna Give You Up versus Never Gonna Give You Up.
Yes.
So, sorry that you got Rickrolled for 4 hours straight. But, few other things that other companies decided to do, both local and international. One thing that I saw for Mr. Mike's is actually pretty clever. They were advertising Mr. Mike's bath bombs.
Oh.
So, I guess flavors of some of their menu items in bath bombs, which was pretty funny.
Yeah. Certainly some of the other things that were floating around online yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
One I saw was Kevin's Natural Foods was advertising Korean barbecue deodorant.
I also saw the Scotch brand, like the Scotch tape, made Scotch.
Yes.
Scotch whiskey. Oh my God.
I like the label that they'd put on their bottle for it, actually.
I drink it. I'm not going to lie to you. I would totally drink it.
As well, the Super Feet Super Boost Power E Soles was supposed to give you 8 hours of continuous battery powered boost for for almost Iron Man like propulsion.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
It'd be
hilarious.
Like having a motor in your shoes. Yeah. No, it was, of course, not real.
A company named Omaha Steaks had meat sprays and lotions and deodorant because who doesn't want to smell like meat?
Well, of course. And one actually, Tinder had announced a hiring quest for a vice president of ghost hunting to help combat one of dating culture's most prevalent vices, ghosting.
I love that, actually. That'd be pretty funny. So yeah, there's a lot of different companies that did you dirty yesterday, and I was reading some articles, and every now and then I'm just like, oh my god, this is happening. And then I check the date, I'm like, shoot, it's April 1st.
It's all BS.
Reader has a lot of books. Maybe he should set a goal of reading once a month.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Well, I found out that somebody, this blew up on X, where it's like a theory, but not really, called apple juicification is what they're calling it. So they found out, this person went to some grocery stores, they found out a whole bunch of fruit juices contain like 50 to 80% apple juice, even though it's not actually apple juice. It's like cranberry juice or, you know, strawberry juice or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of the base juice for a lot of juices.
I didn't realize that, actually. Yeah. But it makes sense because apple juice apparently is a very neutral base. It's sweet, it's cheap to use, and it doesn't overpower, like, you know, imagine 100% pure, like, cranberry juice. That is tart.
Oh, so it's kind of like the chicken of juice. You can flavor it and just
pretty much
whatever.
Yeah. Apple juice is chicken, yeah. Absolutely.
You can just flavor it in any way.
Yeah, so I had no idea that that was a thing. And even, you know, some people have been commenting under this thread that, you know, somebody works at a juice bar and they've always been told that there's a standard amount of apple juice that they can add as well. The only thing is, if somebody's allergic to apples, that would really suck.
Then you'd have to make sure you're checking your labels and being really, really attentive.
Yeah, like you have to make sure it's like 100% orange juice or something like that, right? But otherwise, if this is a theory, man, Tim Cook, he's got a lot of explaining to do up in heaven.
Eddie, Q, and Reader are all about life's big choices.
Like Coke or Pepsi.
Burgers or hot dogs.
And if you were a Ninja Turtle, which one would you be?
Leonardo, of course.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Rock in the Fields of Minnedosa is coming up August 2nd through 4th, the long weekend. Fantastic lineup, by the way. Amanda Marshall, Colin James, Took, Theory of Dead Man, JJ Wild, The Trues, and more. And we got winners. Yeah, we had a web contest going on last week, and we finally have some winners. So big shout out to Karina Wheeler from Yorkton, Chelsea Rowan from McNutt, Mark Hilton from Yorkton, and Todd Brooks from Melville. All of you guys won some tickets to go to Rock in the Fields of Minnedosa. Hope you have a fantastic time when the time comes. I am adding one condition. You have to let us know what it's like when you go. That's it. I know you'll have fun.
Just because 8 p.m. is Eddie Q's bedtime
doesn't mean he actually falls asleep at 8 p.m.
Fox FM.
Looks like with the men's world curling champions, Canada's doing pretty well.
Yes, currently Team Canada, skipped by Brad Gouche, who of course in a three-way tie for second spot in the standings at 4-1. Canada suffered its first loss of the tournament yesterday to Italy's Joel Retournaz, who is the number one ranked team in the world. Mm-hmm. But Canada bounced back earlier this morning to beat New Zealand 7-4. So Canada now sits at 4-1 heading into today's action. They're back on the ice at, I believe, 11 o'clock our time, 12 o'clock in Manitoba when they take on the United
States. Yeah, sweet deal. And some more local curling news. Team Saskatchewan ended up winning gold at the 2024 Wheelchair Curling Championship.
Yes, they're the Canadian champs over the weekend in Moose Jaw. They claimed the title. Saskatchewan beat Team Newfoundland and Labrador 7-6 in an extra end to claim the national championship.
So, yeah, congratulations to the folks at the 2024 Wheelchair Curling Championships. Go Team Saskatchewan for that as well.
Yes, indeed. Of course, Saskatchewan consisting of Gil Dash, Marie Wright, Moose Gibson, and Cheryl Peterson claiming the gold.
Reader tries to stay fashionable,
but he'll never give up his acid wash jeans and fanny packs.
It's a staple.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Want to give a shout out to McDonald's. They stopped by yesterday and they brought us their new cold brew that came out last week.
And I know you're a big coffee guy.
I am. So they had four flavors they brought. They had regular, vanilla, sugar-free, and caramel, which I had the caramel.
Ooh.
It was really good stuff. I'm a cold brew iced coffee type of dude. So when I see cold brew, I'm all for it.
Nice.
And it was delicious. So yeah, you can try that out right now. So again, thanks to McDonald's West Broadway in Yorkton for bringing that out. And also, by the way, from now, right now, if you get yourself a cold beverage besides pop at McDonald's in Yorkton, 10 cents will be going towards the Airwaves for Health Radiothon.
That's right. That's coming up April 29th and 30th. And yeah, if you're looking for something cool to refresh yourself, yeah, swing by McDonald's. It covers cold brew, smoothies, iced coffee, and shakes. 10 cents from all of those will go to support the Radiothon.
Fox FM's Eddie Q.
90% hair, 10% sass.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We were chatting about this yesterday, and we're trying to figure out. You were saying that maybe this weekend you were thinking about putting your winter tires away.
I debated whether I should change my tires over while I was home at the farm over the Easter weekend, because I've still got my winter tires on. You never know what you're going to get. We got another blast of snow here over the winter, but I don't want to stay on my winter tires too long because they're not really made to just drive on plain old asphalt. And for a lot of the winter, that's what they have been doing, because
we
just hadn't had a lot of snow.
Thankfully, of course, during the winter, temperatures have been coldish enough where it's not going to completely destroy the rubber on the tires. But yeah, I was thinking about the same thing after you mentioned that. I was like, well, looks like temperatures are warming up to the point where I should take my winter tires off. But it's still April. It's still the prairies.
Yeah. I know the next time I'll probably get home to the farm will be like May long, which is
a bit far to change.
And I don't want to leave it that long. So I'll probably make a quick weekend trip home at some point and flip them over. That's the nice thing. I can just store my tires at the farm. They're ready to go. All I got to do is change the whole thing over. And they're on separate rims, too. So I don't have to change the actual tires on the rims.
Oh, yeah.
I can just flip the whole thing.
It's so much easier because when I got this car, it only came with one set of rims, right?
Oh, okay.
So I was on the quest for like a spare set of used steel rims, found one at a steel, and it's great because now I can just swap them over anytime I want.
Makes it so much quicker.
Yeah, so maybe I will swap mine over next week. Thankfully, like, my tires are stored here, so I don't have to worry about making, you know, a several-hour trek home like you do, which is why I can see the bigger dilemma.
Yes.
Because waiting until May to put your summer tires on...
Yeah, that's too long to chew up my winter tires.
Nah, but again, I don't know what to expect this month.
More mornings with Eddie Q and Reader on Fox FM.